News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been a marked drop in the number and the value of personal injury claims over the past 5 years, and it should be reflected in lower insurance premiums. So said Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke after the latest report from the Injuries Resolution Board showed that was 35% lower than in 2020. Brian Handley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reforms, joins us. Brian, we seem to have kind of Groundhog Day going on here. You and I have had multiple conversations about how things are falling in terms of numbers of claims, values of claims, but insurance premiums are not coming down by the same amount. Why not?
Well, you're absolutely right, Ciara. And yet here we are today and another series of excuses put forward by the insurance industry as to why premiums couldn't come down have just tumbled. With today's report showing, you know, that award level or the volume of claims is still down 35% despite a return to full employment and being 2 or 3 years post COVID. And really and truly, we also know that that from this and other data recently from the central bank that insurers are not putting up premiums on sufferance. They're doing it on the back of extraordinary profits. I mean, the most recent report from the central bank showed a 13% profit margin when a solid figure internationally would be 5%. And this is at a time when in recent years they've put up premiums by 17%. And I think it's unconscionable, really, to see claim volumes come down by a third with no reduction in premiums.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, and people who are paying their insurance premiums would agree with you. But why aren't they coming down, and what needs to change? As in, they need to come down, but what needs to change to make that happen?
Well, I think there's significant pressure that the government needs to bring to bear on insurance companies, that they pass on the savings, because the reforms were not introduced solely for the benefit of insurance companies. And there is another thing that the government can do. There is a threat on the horizon in terms of a potential increase in personal injury awards. Now, that was a recommendation of the Judicial Council recently, and they're proposing...
This is they wanted to go up by 17%. That seems excessive.
It does, and bear in mind, it's only a few years ago that a personal injury commission found that awards in Ireland were 440% higher than our nearest neighbour in England. And so today's report shows that they have come down by 20-30%, but are still clearly far higher than other countries. And if we increase here the awards by 17%, and if we continue to have these upward reviews every 3 years, it will drive cases away from the injuries board, making claims much more expensive to settle. And you can be sure as anything that increased awards will lead to increased premiums, and people just can't afford that.
Exactly. If the awards go up, the premiums go up, but it would appear to people that when the awards come down, the premiums don't come down. What levers do we have, Brian?
Well, I think there's an extraordinary amount of, you know, the insurance industry is very well established and embedded in Ireland, and they have a considerable amount of things that they are looking to benefit from and that they lobby the government on a regular basis. And I think it's in an overall context of insurance in this country that we do need to put pressure on. And if we do need to look at other, you know, more serious measures or greater analysis of profit levels and so on, then I think it's incumbent on the government. There is a new action plan for insurance reform being drafted. It'll be open to public consultation later this month. And I think it's very important that we have, you know, wide contributions on suggestions for how we ensure that the benefits of the reforms. And also, I think the government, you know, we have a new government in,
yeah,
and they need to take this by the scruff of the neck, really, on all our behalf.
Well, and that's good. And can people bring pressure to bear here themselves? Because I know people, this drives people insane that you know, they go to reinsure their car or their house and it's gone up again, even though they've claimed nothing. Can people bring pressure to bear here themselves?
Well, I think one of the best things you can do, and certainly, for example, in motor, the best thing you can do is shop around. That has been shown to reduce, to help people get lower premiums. And there certainly has been very little reward for loyalty when it comes to insurance companies. And so that's the best thing I think people can do, is to shop around and see if we can't increase competition in the market. And that is probably one other thing that we would like to see the government do. And I know it's a point of emphasis in the new programme for government, is we need increased competition for the employer and public liability market. There just simply hasn't been any in the last decade. And really, we do need some more competition to help agitate the market and hopefully put some pressure on. Because if us saying it won't do it, then maybe some additional competition and threats to the bottom line might.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Brian Handley, their CEO for the Alliance for Insurance Reform.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.